show. You know you're listening to the other satellite radio. Yes, you are. I'm here to talk about that geocache. I got the only man here, there's a doubt. You know it help you find your stash.
This is Delta Dog, and this is
Jinkies,
and we are exploring North Mississippi for old cemeteries. Right now, we're on the track of one called Wiley Cemetery, which fortunately is on a map and kind of has a road going to it, though it's an unimproved road, and it's been raining, so we're a little worried, but we're good to go. We just left a really, really old cemetery with a guy that fought in the Battle of Corinth, Mississippi, that was buried there, and he had four rebel flags surrounding his grave, and on his grave he had a great big American flag marker. He didn't have the standard Confederate soldier marker. And let's see what else. We also found the oldest cemetery in our town, but we did not find any graves. One of the neighbors had, her mom, I believe, knew where one of them was, and we're waiting on a call back on that. We couldn't find any. But I'm going to head on down the road. It's a red clay kind of rocky road. It's got a big grass strip in the middle because it doesn't look like a lot of cars come down here. And the blackberries are budding. So we're hopefully we might score some of those. Hit a little mud there. And we have come to a fence. It appears to have an abandoned house on it. And that's actually a really cool picture we're going to take and put on the Geo Radio website.
Not yet.
According to the map, there's a cemetery up here to the right. Let's get out of the truck and look. Now, when we find these cemeteries, not only are we photographing them, we're also getting the GPS coordinates for posterity. Because one day, people aren't going to know where these things are. There's an old TV in the yard here. It's kind of grown up, and it looks like a hillside where the map thinks the cemetery is. And there's a barbed wire fence, which we just might go around. It's hard sometimes to find the people that own these things. Here we go. We'll go right around this fence. Now, I'm not recommending other people do this, but... Well, actually, I am recommending other people do this. Go find old cemeteries. It's a very worthwhile thing to do. Doesn't appear to be anything this way. Now, I'm hoping that I'm on the right road. This topo map was made in 1980. And it seems that roads have changed sometimes in the last 25 years. Alright. Gotta put my tick repellent on today. Okay. According to the map, the road goes straight and it dead ends alongside Wiley Cemetery. And there was a gate that went around what looked like it was the old road. So I'm continuing on, right past the little gate. Down this old road. Doesn't look like anyone's been down here in years. Of course, this is the summer in Mississippi. Someone could have been down here yesterday and everything's just grown back already. If y'all aren't familiar with kudzu, it's this vine that can grow just, I think some people say it, a foot a day. And it'll just take over anything. Should have worn shoes. Flip-flops are a little uncomfortable. appears that I'm going down the hill, and the cemetery should be right on the side of the hill. Wiley Cemetery is a wily thing to find here. Well, I think I've walked too far. So I'm just going down the hill now. I'm going to backtrack, and maybe we drove past it before we got to the fence. Now, we've been doing this cemetery project. We have a website. It's mscemeteries.com. And I'm very excited today. I got the gallery functioning the way I want it to. You see anything?
Nothing.
It's supposed to be up here to our left now. Well, it looks like the road goes right alongside it. But again, that's a drop-off pretty much. There obviously isn't a cemetery going on the side of a hill. I think we kind of passed it up here a little bit. Ooh, there's a blackberry. You want a blackberry? Now, so far, we've only worked on two of the counties, the one that I go to school in and the one that I live in. And right now, we're in the one I live in. We're looking for other people to help out with it. That'd be really cool. But, I don't know, it's kind of a different form of activity. Alright, now we're backtracking our way. You don't think it's on the hill beside that house, do you?
You never know.
There's a cow up there.
A cow?
Yeah. Yeah. Here, I'll go up there instead of you, babe, if you wait a second. Now, this house that we're seeing and we took a photo of is very old appearing. It doesn't appear to be on the map. And all this is done with satellite imaging, so they'd obviously see a house in the middle of a field. So maybe we're not at the right spot. Though, the land looks right. The land looks very right. Let's go up by that house, see what we can see. Well, Jinkies is photographing the cows. There's four big black cows looking at us. Five? Uh-oh. With a furrowed brow, he watches us. the head cow, as it would be. I'm going along the fence line here. I'm looking. Wiley Cemetery does not appear to be up here. An old rusted out car, but no cemetery.
Maybe they parked the car on the cemetery.
We're not smart enough folks to wear shoes, we're wearing flip-flops. What's that?
We should go over snake bite safety.
So pretty much if a snake bites you, you run, you scream, use a little profanity, because, I mean, a snake bit you. And, try to remember what the snake looked like for telling later. We're kind of far out in the country here. And I believe we're too far.
I think it was on the right side.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's just a big hill. I was wondering if they considered this little road coming up here. You want to take another picture of the house? Yes. Well, we did not see it on that attempt. We're going to try to go a different way to it and see if we were on the right road. And we've gotten back on the pavement of sorts. There's some chickens on the side here. There's a real pretty one. Jinky's going to try to take a picture of it. She wasn't quick with the camera.
Oh, I need to put it on.
You're okay. Well, We have not found the cemetery. We have knocked on several people's doors. No one seems home. It looks like we're going to the Historical Society tomorrow and looking in their big book of Union County cemeteries. I believe that this one's in the book, which would make it very nice. Let's look. Wiley. Wiley is not in the book. Never mind. Wiley's just on the map. We're going to have to start leaving notes at people's houses and asking them to call, maybe. Well, let's look on the map. Looks like Lebanon Cemetery is the next one to go.
Well, welcome to the show, everyone. This is Delta Dog, and you just listened to me try to find a cemetery. And when I say try, I mean I did not find the cemetery. We had a very productive day. Go look at our pictures. They're very, very neat. We've even got some really cool wallpapers up for everybody. But we do not have Wiley Cemetery found yet. I'm going to go over there and leave some notes on the doors of the locals, and maybe they'll know where that thing is. But anyway, this is Geocaching Radio, not Finding Cemeteries in Rural Mississippi Radio. But I find offshoots of the geocaching sport are very interesting, as long as it involves going out and seeing cool things with the GPS, camera, maps, stuff like that. Well, this episode is kind of going to be a short one, because I've started taking sponsors on the radio show. And this is a community show in my mind, and I've come up with some unique ways of sponsoring the show. And I just want to tell people about it, because I don't want people to say, well, hey, I'm going to submit something to that Delta Dog, and he's just going to make money off of what I send in. And it's not about making money at all. This is a show for the community, and it's by the caching community. I mean, last week I didn't even talk. It was the guys in Australia, and it would be wrong for me to collect money off of what they have done. So we've got four ways, and of course we're always open for suggestions, of getting your product, your service, your business, whatever, mentioned on Geo Radio. Well, the first one, the one I like the best, is donate some stuff to a geocaching event. Now, if you donate some ammo can that you painted up, that's kind of cruddy. But if you donate some super cool candle or a Super Squid original hiking stick or something that's, you know, neat and interesting, definitely, we can talk about your product. Just contact me. We'll work out the details. Another way is to send me your product for my own use. If you've got something cool, you can just send me one, and I'll talk about it. Now, I might say, this thing's a piece of junk, but hopefully you're confident in your product, right? And if you send me a t-shirt, I'll take a picture of me. We'd like to do some video segments, and I'll definitely wear geocaching t-shirts that people send me in my video segments. Let's see. Make something that I find on my own and I find it invaluable. I recently bought a Camelback and I'm going to talk about it. Camelbacks are awesome. They're not paying me. I think it's cool. That's just me passing on a tip. Like, I like this microphone I bought. I would talk about it if people were interested. And the last way is to send me some money. This is all subject to what I feel like charging you, this, that, and the other. But it's not very much. And that's just to help me cover my bandwidth. I have a dedicated server that I use for this and some other projects. And I use it a lot for schoolwork and learning about computers. And that thing's not cheap every week or every month. A little money, of course, wouldn't hurt. Now, of course, I'm going to have final say in whatever we do. You're welcome to submit like a little 15-second clip. I think 15 seconds is enough without being annoying. Or maybe just let me do it myself, and I'll mention it and work it into the show. The last way is the only way I'm actually making money. I might get some cool stuff if someone decides to send that in. The preferred method, of course, is to donate stuff to the geocaching event, because that benefits the community as a whole, not just me. And Geocaching Radio is for the community as a whole. It's to make everything better. And I would really like other people to submit content. That's the best way of doing anything. Submit content to the show, and we'll put it on there. I mean, we can have one of these come out every day if people will send stuff in. I don't mind doing it. I'm out of school for the rest of the summer, and I'm learning PHP, so the website's going to be screwy for a little while when I start getting it all ready. Anyway, that's about it. Oh, it's not all about it. We have some new theme music for the radio show. Some friends of mine, who are somewhat geocachers, but they always enjoy going on the trip, they recorded that for me, and we're going to record a better sounding one, because I've got some better radio equipment. I'd like to say thank you to them, and everyone is always welcome to submit music to us. We'll play it. I mean, if you have a little local band and you want to jam out for some geocaching, we're always ready for it. Well, like I said, this is a short show, but I hope you enjoyed it. The interesting part at the beginning and the me making it clear to everybody that I'm not trying to make money off of all of this. And this has been Geocaching Radio, the other satellite radio.
Found it over there. Oh no, oh my God, that's a bear. Yes, it is.